Speaking with Craig Armstrong, Vice President here of the Iowa Speedway. And first of all, Craig, I just want to tell you how glad I am to have the opportunity to come back to your track here for this Iowa Corn Indy 250. I know this has been our fourth one, I believe. Tell me what this has meant to the Speedway to have Indy come here.
Well, it's huge for us for a lot of reasons. Number one, obviously, it is a very, very big series. I mean, it's a world-class series. Everyone is familiar with the Indy 500. So when the IZOD Indy cars come to Iowa Speedway, it's a world-class event. Secondly, and equally as important in our book, because the IZOD Indy cars run on 100% fuel-grade corn-based ethanol at Iowa Speedway, it affords us the opportunity to involve a very important promotional partner for the Speedway, and that being the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, along with their partner, Pioneer, without whom we simply couldn't do an event of this size. And so having that ability, because of the ethanol connection, it's a win-win-win. I mean, IndyCar wins because they have a first-class motorsports entertainment venue in which to stage one of their IZOD IndyCar races. Secondly, it is in, obviously, one of the better parts of the country for IZOD IndyCar racing, right here in the heartland. It's a win for the Iowa Corn Growers Association, the promotion board, giving them a platform from which to really tout the ethanol, the benefits of ethanol and the ethanol message, which is, you know, it is a great and effective and efficient alternative fuel to petroleum-based products. So with all of that in mind, and of course the Speedway wins because we're able to address a section of the country, the upper Midwest, that is really underserved as far as major motorsports, which is ironic since more race fans per capita live in the upper Midwest than any other section of the country. I'm talking Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota. You look at all the border states, Nebraska, they're really ripe with lots and lots of race fans. Actually, Iowa is number one in that category. There are more race fans per capita in this state based upon the number of the population of 2.9 million and the number of active racetracks, 59. There's not even a good second place, so there's not even you would not want to say I'm second place in that competition because I was way out in front. But you know, it's great to have that, and it's great to have the promotional support from the corn growers. I mean, they have marketplaces that they address on a regular basis that we never touch because we're just not plugged in or tuned in, and we wouldn't otherwise have a way to get into those marketplaces. And so with the farmers in Iowa supporting corn growers supporting us, and with you know, their farmers supporting them, IZOD IndyCar Series coming here, and of course it's being one of the top series in the world, Iowa Speedway having the facility it has here in Newton, Iowa, everybody is coming out a winner in this. And the true winners, I guess, in as far as who come here and really enjoy themselves are the fans. And we can do this for the fans, we can do this for the corn growers, we can do it for the racetrack and for the series. It seems to me that that's the grand slam home run.
It is, and you're going to have a lot of corn growers here, and I've talked to some of them, and I'm going to talk to some more before we're done tomorrow. They're very proud of this, too, and this opportunity. So you've got a lot of, you know, pride in the fact that it's local, and we're racing local on the fuel that they produce with their product. Let's see. Of course, I'm kind of hoping that you've got the weather dialed in right for us, right?
Well, you know, obviously I burned up a lot of my favors with the good Lord years and years ago. But actually, the weather, of course, Saturday looks great. We're pleased with that. You know, I don't think we're going to have any problems with that. You know the weather in Iowa in the late spring and early summer. It's just unpredictable. So now they're saying something about possibility of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. Well, okay, but that means there's a good possibility for dry and warm weather, too.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to be cold. It's not going to be 55 degrees, you know, with people with coats on and that kind of thing. So we'll get through it, and we have a little, actually probably more flexibility tomorrow, meaning Sunday, than we would on Saturday. Saturday's schedule is so tight that it squeaks, but Sunday's schedule, a little bit of flexibility built into it on purpose, so we can get all of the Iowa Corn Indy 250 presented by Pioneer in the books and entertain our fans mightily.
Has having this race here meant you've had to make any changes in the way you do things? You know, looking this year versus last year, for example, are we just into a nice routine at this point, or have you still had to kind of come up with some new things to for this year's race?
Well, obviously the new things would include new concerts. You know, we have a major concert with every major event. In the case of the Iowa Corn Indy 250 on Sunday the 20th, we have two concerts post-race. So it's, we do new things like that. We're obviously looking at the facility, finding ways and means to make sure that it's up to snuff and that, you know, if there's any kind of deficiency, it gets corrected. And obviously IndyCar itself will come to us and say, you know, we need you to do this or this or, you know, whatever. It might be physical, it might be promotional, whatever. And we respond and adjust accordingly. But this isn't our first big rodeo. This is obviously we've done this before. I'm confident in our staff, top to bottom, side to side, that they are prepared for a big event like this. There was our 2007 inaugural race, there were some areas where, you know, we needed to improve, and we knew that. You know, parking and traffic was certainly one of them, but we fixed it. And every time, that's what's great about our staff, and I got to hand it to the people that are doing the real work around here, when they're faced with a challenge, they meet the challenge and exceed the goal. And the commitment is true and sincere. It's not just lip service. They get the job done. You know, and the one thing we all stress around here is, you know, it doesn't matter who's to blame for a problem. Let's just fix the problem, you know. And when we fix the problem, everybody wins.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Craig. Again, you guys, your staff, as you mentioned, have just been great to work with again. Glad I had this opportunity, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again next year. And so from Iowa Speedway, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.